Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome, everybody. Female Encounters of the Live Kind.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
You?
Every week you say the music gets loud.
I feel like it's loud.
I feel like the music gets too loud.
It gets loud. Can you guys hear us?
This is my sultry voice.
I always do the Titanic. Is anyone alive out there? Can anyone hear me?
So I think this is my audition to be like a 1-800 sex caller. I'm like, hello?
Is that what you've been doing this whole time? All these weeks?
Yeah.
You should talk to Bornstein about that.
Who's Bornstein?
Steve Bornstein.
Do I know who that is?
Should I
know who that is?
Our short little Jew.
If you're wondering who that voice is, Katie Gardner, welcome. Female Encounters of the Live Kind.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
We're super fun, we think.
Are the voices in our heads. I'm always very entertained by you ladies. So.
You do listen to us? Woo, you're the one. Okay.
We're also really humble, so thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Steve Bornstein he was on Fox Sports Radio for a long time. I don't know how else you would know him.
He
was
and now he does sex stuff?
I don't...
No, that's how he paid for college. Before, like, his voice dropped real low, he, while he was paying to go to college, he worked at an 800 line, or, well, I guess it's, like, a 900 line, right?
And how might you know this?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What was your phone bill? How might you know this?
A little expensive.
She would have been a little bit.
Yeah, I would have been, like, 5.
I think I would be terrible at, like, a sex line, because... Talking all dirty, be like, oh my god, I had the best waffle this morning. And they'd be like, I just paid for this. I would squirrel out so hard.
You would.
Dude, the sad part about his stories is like he had like grown men calling him thinking he was a lady.
Oh.
Like he pretended to be a lady on the phone.
You know what? That's actually good. That opens up a whole nother clientele. All the more.
Role playing kind of stuff.
All the more.
Right?
More money, more
Maybe
problems.
If I talked about waffles, might be some dudes into that. More chicks or whatever.
As long as we don't talk about blue waffles.
Ew. Yeah, don't do that. Never
Google
that.
Do you like blueberry waffles?
Shh, no. We're coming to you from Traeger's Bar. Open at 4 o'clock.
Where they do not have waffles.
No. They have some peanut butter whiskey, though, that's pretty good. But be careful. It's sweet. Traeger's. And we're the old doghouse. Opens at 5. You can get hot dogs and Frito pies and all the good stuff.
I had no clue they had a food truck.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And a cute little patio back here. I didn't know they had a patio because you can't see this from the parking lot.
Right.
But it's quite nice
out
there.
Well, the last time I was here, it wasn't as big. It looks like they expanded it back pretty far, so they have, like, tables and stuff.
Yeah, but you have to keep out because if you note that fence over there.
I don't know if she can see that fence over there.
It says keep out.
But it's only this big.
So you can just walk around it that easily.
Keep out of here.
This
area.
Just like 10 feet. We have fun with that little gate fence.
Yeah, they've done well here. But yeah, they have single on Wednesdays.
We were sitting out there the other night and it was really nice.
Trivia on Thursdays.
Oh, when do we do the Marvel thing?
This Thursday tomorrow.
I
don't know when this episode is going to drop.
I thought it was Tuesday. When's the...
2 weeks. So by then we will have already spent our winnings, I'm sure.
And tomorrow's the Marvel thing?
Tomorrow's the Marvel thing. Guess what our name is?
What? Marvelous?
I had to think, yeah. Gosh.
Sorry. Wow. I just took your thunder.
Wow.
So when we have a few guys joining us because it's a team of 4, and I am definitely the weakest link. So I'm just going to sit there and kind of like spritz them like boxers when they come to the corner. They need like go back in the game. Yeah. I'm going to towel them off and spritz them and get back in there. Although I did answer question correct because they were messing with me the other day and they said, okay. What's the real name of Spider-Man? And I said, Peter Parker. So I know that much. And then they said, and the name of his uncle, I said, Uncle Ben, and he got shot and he died in the street. So that is my extent of my knowledge.
Yes.
And some lady named Mary Jane, I think, was in his spank bank.
Mm-hmm. Upside down.
Yeah. No, that was just in the movie. I don't think she was always upside down. I think he wanted her upside down, but I don't think it was always.
No, their first kiss was upside down. Remember?
In the movie.
But not in real life. My bad.
Look here, you wise ass. But like in the comics.
I don't know their first kiss in the comics.
None of movies are based off the actual like.
They're an interpretation. Yes.
Yeah, so I don't think they were upside down during their first kiss. And I think that if I was to kiss someone upside down, it would be a nostrily kind of thing. Like,
I really hope your nose isn't running so it doesn't like drip into the mixer.
Because I just maybe not the whisker kiss. All of a sudden you're like, you got one of my lubes right over there on your lip.
You're welcome. Maybe not first kiss, maybe like fourth.
Or a drunken kiss. I might be open-minded to I'm gonna hang upside when down you're doing, from the monkey bars.
When you're
come
doing
here.
Silks in your living room.
Yes, I do have silks in my living room. I'm gonna try that.
The what are they?
Aerial silks?
Yeah. So the ones you hang. She has two.
For like the yoga stuff?
Yes. She has them just hanging out in her living room.
I have three swings in my living room and one in my bedroom. Not that kind for all you out there. They're just kind of hippie swings. I have a pretty chill living room, I think. But yeah.
We have super high ceilings.
My ceilings are 24 feet. So I have swing. Yeah. And my girls, my daughters, they go on their silks. I kind of scared in height, so I kind of sit in. I haven't gone all the way up, but my kids, they'll shimmy all the way up to the 24 feet and do all like those cool drops and flips to the bottom. A lot of people can't watch them. It's pretty dicey.
I can't. It's like anxiety to them.
Have you seen Had do one of hers?
I close my eyes at the end.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, I don't want to watch. And I just like walk into my bedroom, get ready, just everyone get in the car. We're going to ER in a minute. Unless somebody's going to get a concussion. Jesus.
And you have hardwood floors.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the ER like broke me of a lot of things. I used to be very, very ballsy and like would like no fear.
I saw
and
you then in the ER. Remember that
the
one time?
Worst of the worst. No, I don't.
Yeah, we were talking.
So to fill everyone in, Katie Gardner worked in the ER for years and years and years.
11. Just over 11.
Oh, wow.
Just over 11 years. Yeah.
Bless your heart.
And you saw her once? Ooh, that's pretty good math.
I was. Remember, was it the day I was there for my throat or the day because I got released from the hospital after 6 days for the throat, and then I had to go back because I thought I had, I'm going to say this all wrong.
Given too much head?
Oh, there goes the 1-800 number. There we go.
We made it 6 minutes.
No, before we had a sexual into it. It's just so hard not to. So, I like this song.
Real hard.
It's just hard.
Okay, what?
Anyway, I can't say it right and all the like medical people, but I had a retropharyngeal abscess in my throat. Apparently they're pretty rare. And they don't happen often, but that was me. And then every now and then I would get inflamed and have to
it's
go
me.
In there and get some
Hi,
kind of...
I have
because
a
I wasn't
able
to like, eat, drink, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to go get on fluids.
Get them drained? Did you ever... Was it ever big enough that you
No,
would, like,
but like the other
it?
Day with allergies, I could feel it because I have scar tissue in here now. And I can tell when the side of my throat is agitated. It was the weirdest thing though. And they said it's this random like appendix. Happens to people, but this is more rare. But usually it happens in kids. Pediatrics.
Huh. Yeah.
So I have a very infantile throat. I don't know.
Throat stuff, huh?
Yeah. I had a throat thing, but I was in there waiting to get my fluids, and I saw you walk by, and I was like, hey, I'm like,
if I get out soon, I'll see you at the bar.
I'm going to ever get out of here. I swear. Right. I'm going to live.
I'm just dragging my IV into the bar.
I'm not a
You
critter.
Would.
I
you
probably would.
Would.
Yeah, I absolutely would.
No.
It was always really awkward when I'd, like, go to the bar after work and stuff like that and, like, see patients I had just taken care of. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're making great choices.
You're fine.
It's great.
Well, I can tell you, after I was in there for 6 days, 7 nights, it's all I could think of.
Yeah.
And because I couldn't swallow. Or swallow?
Swallow?
Swallow.
Wow. I'll tell you what, girl, I couldn't even swallow. It was crazy.
How about them fried pies? So my veins were shot because they had the IVs and then the liquid antibiotics and the food. So it looked like a crack whore. I couldn't talk. My voice was all screwed up because my throat was swollen. I was like, this is not a good time to go to the bar. They'd be like, what on earth is wrong with this girl?
No way. Here in Farmington, like, I bet you would get it hit on more.
I was
right?
going to say, you probably
You're assuming I get hit on at all.
Oh,
ooh,
you're right.
Here we go.
Ooh, yeah. You do. Shut up.
I kind of like look at him all get. Get.
Go on, get.
Close you on now.
Yeah.
My tab's over there. That's all you're going to do.
I like your earrings today.
Oh, I felt like I needed some contrast because this was gloomy.
Yeah.
And then I threw on some hypergreen.
Hypergreen.
But we're matchy-matchy.
We are, kind of.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, I like your shirt mostly.
Thanks. I picked this up while I was traveling around Austin. I went to Pint House as a brewery out there.
Nice.
And they had some really good beer.
World traveler. She was just in Louisiana.
Yep.
That's not world. That's national.
I know, but I just want to.
I just thought maybe I'd point that out.
It's like a few states away, though. We drove. Yeah,
it doesn't
the
sound
thing,
as cool.
So.
Few states away traveler over here.
I was Durango. Whoa.
One state away traveler over here. I went to Shiprock.
So you were in the ER for. Did you like it? Were hours weird? Is it like the TV shows? Just tell me right now. Is it like the TV shows, all the drama?
Honestly, the most accurate TV show, if you want to watch one that like really gives you the feel of working at a hospital, is Scrubs.
Really?
Like Grey's Anatomy, not even close to realistic. Like, yeah. That's the stupidest show ever. I hate that. Ugh. It drives me insane.
Because there's some camaraderie going on in the back?
Like, I don't know. There were always rumors about one tech and one doctor that would flourish in and out of Rumorville and whatnot, but... Yeah. There is no solid.
That's any occupation, though.
Yeah.
Is it not? I mean, there's just probably just more sanitary environment to do so.
Maybe less. Like, there's all like C. diff.
A lot of other jobs don't have bodily fluids in it. So.
Yeah, but the janitor's closet has all kinds of cleansers.
Exactly.
Some broom handles, but whatever.
Why?
That's for a different episode.
Okay, it sure is.
I told my aunt and uncle to listen to this one. Quit it.
That was a terrible idea. How are you thinking?
No, it's fine. So not as much, obviously there's the regular gossip, but not as much affairs.
Not so much. Or at least, like, if there were, I was never really in the loop of it.
Yeah.
Like, do you see stupid injuries?
Oh, all the time.
And then, I thought we've all heard, like, oh, the dumbass, why'd they do that? Like, what is it called? The Darwin Awards? Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear some Darwin Awards. Let's hear, like, by far all the things I should not do, but I probably will now that you're going to tell me about it. Or else they're a drunk homie. Be like,
so, like, if you have an infection, probably don't ignore that until your entire leg turns black with gangrene. Because, A, it smells really bad, and then, B, we cut off your whole leg. So don't do that.
Okay. Sure, that's not a dumb choice. That's just like a...
No, that's a dumb choice. That's a dumb choice.
But I'm thinking like...
It's an ignorant choice, maybe.
Well, you know, like when people are like, watch what I can do, hold my beer. You know, and just dumb stuff. Ignoring an infection is just
idiotic. Yeah, it's really dumb.
But...
The little electric scooters or electric bikes, like, don't ride those when you're drinking. Like, that's always going to be just a poor choice. Lots of head injuries from that. We'd always get stupid stuff from out at the lakes, like just deciding that they're going to jump off like an 80-foot cliff, and you're like, that didn't work out well for you, did it?
Cool. High grip still, homeboy.
Yeah.
Water enema.
Ultimate. It came out my mouth.
Especially that lake water.
Oh, I don't recommend sleeping on the side of a road. Because people will constantly call.
It only happened 5 times.
And think that you're dead, and then you're not dead. You're just really drunk, and then we have to take care of you. So that was fun.
So when that happens, do they also get a ticket for public intoxication?
No. Actually, in the state of New Mexico, there is no public intoxication law. There's open container laws.
What about public disturbance? We need a cop on here.
But, like, if you're just sleeping on the side of the road, how are you really disturbing people?
Well,
or, like, the benches downtown?
If you're
going
to be a speed bump and cause me to hurt my car, it's a problem.
There's a difference between sleeping on the side of the road and sleeping in the middle of the
middle
road, Carrie.
Yeah.
Oh, still disturbing me. I'm just listening to the Beatles doing my thing, and I'm like, body. Another body.
Just let it be, Carrie. Just drive on by. Just walk on by.
Yeah. I was always just more surprised, especially when I first started in the ER, the amount of things that weren't actual emergencies that people would come in for.
Okay,
like,
no.
The amount of ingrown toenails that people are like, they're like, ugh. My ingrown toenail, I'm like, go get a pedicure. Like, someone will, like, rub your feet. Like,
oh, my goodness.
Make them look pretty.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. I get such anxiety about medical bills, I could never.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of those people, my leg would be black.
We would get people to, like, come in and be like, can you cut my toenails for me? Like,
no,
I can't. Like, you need to cut your own toenail or go to a podiatrist. Like, I don't.
Or go to a salon, my goodness.
See, and I felt silly when I went in for my throat thing because I just could swear there was something in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I can make a doctor's appointment the next day. But the day, I was like, there is something stuck in my throat. I just knew it. And my voice started to change. And I could tell there was swelling.
Your throat dropped.
I did. I think you're grown up.
Hey, guys.
So by the time I get in there, I'm talking like, struggled to cough talk. And the guy, he was a really nice doctor. And he's like, okay, well, we're just going to put you on some fluids and see what happens. And I hear him close a little curtain thing, and he goes to the front. People go, this is a little bit more serious than we thought. So then they go to a CAT scan, and you have to drink this thing on your back. And I had a lot of fun in college, but I have never had to drink on my back. That was the hardest thing. Like, drink on your back and hold still. I was like,
nailed it.
And I was like, I haven't had shots. I wasn't even mentally prepped for this challenge. But it was kind of, and then you're drinking on your back in a little tunnel, You're like, well, that was fucking weird. And then you sit there and like, well, you have a hole in your throat. And I'm like, oh, joy. And they're like, we're going to airlift you. I'm like, oh, it's not a college night I was hoping for.
Hole in air. I thought it was going to end a lot differently.
Those little curtains, you can hear what's going on. Like the person in the next room, they're like, this is the third time we've seen you, ma'am, this week. And I'm all, you're HIPAA. You need thicker curtains because I know exactly what's going on. I'm about to get closer to the wall. Like,
oh, that whole place is horrible for HIPAA. Like,
well, I can hear everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, it sounds like you were probably.
It sounds like you were in what they call green pod, which is like really like an urgent care. Like you should have gone to your doctor office. Mm. But like since you've just presented with like a sore throat, right? Essentially, right. We were like,
oh, they moved me to a separate room and there's like monitors and all these things, and yeah, it was interesting. But I could hear. And then what hurts me the most, I have a litter of kids. You hear like the kids crying in the next room. They're probably like, getting their shoulder reset or sit, and they're screaming and crying, and my uterus is about to like jump out and go hug them, and I'm just like, ah, this is terrible.
It's really fun when you like give information to family members like who are with the patients, and it's not always like the best situation. Like I remember telling like teens that they were pregnant.
Oh God!
And moms like going off on them. The funniest one, like a mom was like, "I wasn't even horny at 15," and I was like, "Say more, say more." Like you have your little popcorn.
Oh, if you
there.
Ever have to say that to any of my kids, can you walk in and give me a sedative and then tell her in front of me so I will calm the down before we find out that news?
No, I always really appreciate like the parents going off on them, like because
it was already being their own ass about it. You know what I mean? Like, the kids are already kicking their own ass about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That they don't need to hear it right then and there.
Yeah.
They're processing it all, and so mom needs to. I don't know. That's my opinion.
That's not constructive.
But I also have a teenage daughter.
Right.
And I would sit there, and you know when your mom's really mad is when they don't say? My silence means I'm the most mad. If I'm going off on you, we're cool.
I'd have to look at my mom's chin. If it was quivering and she looked like she was about to cry, she was upset.
My friend Carrie in high school, well, and college, we made a bunch of terrible choices, and her mom, her upper lip would, like, lift
like Elvis?
No, like snarling like a dog. Like,
what did
like,
Elvis
your mom's
do?
Snarling, and then we just like build
the sexier. Less angry.
Oh. Same direction, though, right?
Do dogs have a certain side?
No, I'm talking about Elvis.
Oh, I was talking about people when they're angry and they snarl.
Another one?
Yeah.
Is that a good snarl?
Yeah. Top five. Mm-hmm.
Dave, is this a good snarl?
Huh? What?
Does this look like a good snarl for a dog? Well, now I can't do it because I'm laughing.
For a dog? Don't add that at the end.
Is that a good snarl?
Do I look like a dog?
No? Let's see.
I can't
snarl.
Do it this way. I can only do it this way.
Hold on. We'll take a picture. We'll let the public decide.
We'll take it to the streets.
I think I can only do it on my left.
Oh, I can only do it on my right.
Can
right
you do where you lift up the top and drop the bottom?
Is that a good snarl?
Yeah, I can't do it that way.
I can't do it the other way.
That's a good laugh.
Oh,
you have to do it in the Marcus. Now they're doing it can't. Look, she's got, okay, wait. You should be videotaping this, not taking pictures.
Goodness.
Let's snarl together.
All right, ready?
Team snarl.
Ready? One, two, three,
bring
team snarl.
Bring in the team snarl.
Oh, wait, hold it. Oh. Okay, 1, 2, 3, snarl. That laugh.
Okay.
Nailed it.
I did not.
Now my face is stuck like this. My mom was right. Just kidding.
I did not
it's
know
not
that.
It's not a full moon.
I was better when I wasn't being watched.
And that's usually you.
See, better when I'm not being watched.
That's why our only pause is going to be great.
That
made
me want to take you out right there.
Give me a... Oh, I was about to say the first thing. I was about to say give me a bone thing like a dog.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Give me some...
Katie, I met you playing flag football.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I really miss flag football and so like dumb injuries of like, oh, people
okay, yeah,
should do
one
that stuff. I snapped my arm in half playing flag football and then I had to like call my job and like call the charge phone and was like, hey, I'm on my way in with a broken arm. And they're like, oh, someone broke their arm on the football field? I'm like, yeah, I did.
It was me.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, is it bad? I'm like, I need a conscious sedation.
It was bad.
Yeah. And then the second time I broke it, my boss was like, hey, could you please not play flag football anymore? Because it really sucks to have you, like, out. And I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
So what's your stupidest injury ever?
Personally.
Mine, personally?
Yeah, like, the most dumbass thing you ever did and got hurt, and you're like, well, that didn't work out.
Climbing into a boat. Yep. Broke my arm climbing into a boat.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Be real careful
I climbed
with
into
those...
a boat 500 times. How the hell did you break your arm?
I had my plates taken out of my arm, and like a week later did not give it the proper time. Yeah, I just wanted to go a party at the lake, so I was like, I'm just gonna climb into this boat and pop. And then I had to go to an ER and TRC, which was terrifying.
Oh, jeez. I was in TRC, you're at Elephant Butin, right?
Yeah.
Back when it had water.
What was your most idiotic injury, Carrie?
Oh, my. So, look, I'm already getting red. Should I truly tell the story?
I'm not nearly... It can't be that bad.
I sprained my neck taking a shit.
Oh.
Dave, this would be a good time to get some more drinks over here.
I stand correct.
I mean, like, had you been backed up after a few days?
I think so.
Or,
So I was in the bathroom, and this is, you know, my mom and I were really close. She's passed on, but we were really close, and she's standing there curling her hair, and I'm sitting on the toilet. I'm 12 years old. I'm taking a shit, and you can hear this snap, and my head goes, and it got stuck to my shoulder. I could not lift my head. And my mom goes, what was that sound? I'm like, and so my head was stuck to my shoulder, and she's like, quit messing around. I'm like, no, mom, my head is stuck to my shoulder. I can't lift my head up. So she thought I was being a smartass, not that I ever would. So she takes me to the ER, and I cannot lift my head. I had a muscle spasm in my neck. So whenever you're taking a shit, I want everyone to just relax. Because when you push, and those muscles in your necks tighten up, it's your necks like a high five.
You should never push while you're pooping.
Well, I learned that the hard way. Yeah. And so I snapped a muscle in my neck, like I had the whole muscle spasmed. And they had to give me injections. And then, this is terrible, I had to wear a neck brace to support that muscle.
Oh, I bet you were so cool.
Yeah, no, I had to go to school. I was in junior high, and everyone's like, what happened? I was like, my mom got in a car accident this week. And they're like, I saw her drop off this morning. Your car looks fine. I was like, shut up.
You could have done better than that. Oh, Carrie. That
Elvis was found in the bathroom on the toilet, and that's exactly what.
He had a muscle spasm in his neck?
He pushed.
Well, I know somebody who passed out by pushing. Yeah.
People pass out all the time, and then like you have like a bunch of firefighters show up in like the world's smallest bathroom and have to drag you and your poop-covered body out from in between.
Yeah, it was in my neck, and I was told, so that's my most embarrassing injury. But that wasn't anything in my stupid part. Like, your stupid part, love you to death, was climbing into a boat with plates in your arms or whatever, right? Yeah. Mine was lack of fiber. That goes back to the whole fiber.
And you were 12.
To play. Yeah.
And not having a squatty potty. Do you have a squatty potty?
Yeah, well, now.
Is that medically recommended?
But way back in my day.
Well, I used to be a medical professional and I recommend them.
That's
so
what I'm
I would
asking.
Say so.
I would but say way it. Back in my day, that wasn't a thing. I'm super old, remember? Yeah, squatty potty was not, because I was 12.
Yeah, you just put your legs up on the stall for leverage. I've seen you.
I like the trash.
You've seen me poop?
Trash.
Well, hold
can.
Up. I'm not. Give me your Bluetooth stereo. We're gonna be here for a bit. Give it up, prom date.
I remember the age of 12. We ain't doing that again.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear it, Alicia. Your stupidest
mine?
Injury.
Oh goodness. None come to mind. I'm really smart.
I got my thumb stuck in the building at Tibbetts.
We already talked about that, my friend.
Oh, we did.
I think probably.
Oh, we're talking about like childhood injury. Like
no, we're talking about
like
just dumb injuries. Just dumbass. I shouldn't have done it.
Well, mine were in flag football. I was going to pull a flag and I got my finger stuck in someone's pocket, and my whole finger went. And so I had to get surgery.
And then we got stuck with the pocket rule.
We got stuck with the pocket rule. You can't wear pockets because of me, which makes sense. I mean, you don't want fingers in there getting
right.
all
that
broken
make
off.
Sense.
I mean, and as the type of woman I am, I need that, you know? Goodness gracious.
Like, you need all
of that. Out of commission. Yes.
Oh. All right. Well,
I like the type of woman I am. Yeah. I need my fingers.
But
I just figured you'd like, you know what?
Okay.
Why the only one
when
that
I when I ripped my Achilles, I will say this.
Were you being a dumb shit?
I went to spin and I stepped on my own Achilles and kept the bottom of it down and it popped up into my calf. It was my own fault. I did it to myself. So that was probably my stupidest, I guess. I don't know, unless you count like I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Ruining my life by bad choices when I was younger, because those were pretty much injuries.
My nicking and pooping thing wasn't a stupid thing. It was just an accidental thing, kind of like the throat. I'm trying to think. I'm going to think what I did really stupid once.
When I was a little kid.
All my marriages.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just getting married seems like a bad
choice.
One
time I had a party at my parents' house, and I forgot
right
to take...
Right there, a stupid idea.
I know. I forgot to take the trash out, and so I was like, oh, I'll just go dump it in the middle of nowhere, right? Well, there's mail in there with our
names.
Yeah, so the cops call in a couple days, and they're like, illegal dumping, $500 fine, blah, blah, blah. I had to go out to where I dumped it and pick up everything. That was really stupid.
I feel like that's, like, childhood stuff, like,
teenager
people
fun
do,
stuff.
Teens do, and
people
stuff like
do.
That. Yeah.
My dad used to say, this is by far the stupidest thing you've ever done. I'm like, Dad, that's what you said Tuesday.
Set new goals.
Come on. I raised the bar this time, Pops.
They had to call the fire department when I was like 3 or 4 because I got my head stuck in our playset.
Oh.
Like, do you remember the old school metal playsets and the benches that faced each other?
Yeah.
I decided I was going to stick my head in between the bench and the seat of it. And then we couldn't get it out, and my mom had to call the fire department, and the fire department had to show up to my house and wiggle my head on out.
Do you have memories of this?
I don't. They just have stories of it. But I
thought you were going to say pictures. I'm all, that's messed up, man.
I would have been real happy.
Everyone takes pictures of their kids in stupid situations.
Yeah. So 2 weeks before high school started, I got bit by a yellow jacket on my lip, and it looked like you shoved a softball into the side of my mouth.
Oh, wow.
And then I got to start high school like that.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
It was neat. Real neat. I was super popular anyways because I was in theater and we were the cool kids. So,
see, that's,
you know,
that's why I want to work in the ER. That's what I want to know, this stupid shit. Because I would go in there and just listen to their stories and be like, okay, what prompted you to put your head into, you know, whatever, or what prompted you to put your leg in a freezer for 3 days? I mean, come on. I want to know.
Listen,
tell me, Sylvia Plath. Come
definitely
on.
Don't put glow sticks in your penis, like through your urethra.
Isn't that a tiny little hole?
Yeah, it's pretty tiny.
I have never seen a penis,
sticks?
So I wouldn't know.
Like the little bracelet
ones.
Yeah,
I'm aware.
Yeah, a little bracelet that ones. Like not the like the big thick ones that are like keychains and stuff like that.
Whoa.
But yeah.
Whoa.
I've never seen a penis, but I would assume that
carries a lights out only lady.
I have scruples, damn it. But I would assume that
she's
a glow stick
kind of
would
reputation
not
to keep.
Oh wow, now I have to find somebody who's brave and willing.
No.
She just said
don't do that. Because we have to take these creepy little like metal like
forceps. Okay, so don't do it to somebody I like.
And spread it open further to get the glow stick out. Because it gets stuck.
David's having a
it gets stuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness.
Okay, so I don't have to find someone I like, but somebody I don't like to try it with. Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I really
but why
wish
would I'm gonna call one of my exes.
I really wish my patient was like with it enough to be like, bro.
Okay, well, let's talk like, about the mind frame. How the hell did that homeboy get talked to? Did somebody do it to him for him, or was he just like one of those dumbasses in the bathroom? Let's see what this happens.
He was so messed up that I could never like ask him any questions about it, and I really wanted to know like
that's
was
exactly
it like to make it look like it was still hard? Like did
or
you
to
want
to see if
it
would glow?
Yeah, that was one of my like thought processes in my head.
Yeah.
Like did you want to see if it would glow?
Could they put like I don't know like a little funnel and some glow lipstick or glow like nail polish? Or just
glow.
Oh,
lipstick.
And then like when you
this is about time that,
it'll,
that
like,
Carrie admits
out
that she owns glow lipstick.
I did way back in the day, and glow nail polish. But you could also snap the little glow thingy, the glow stick, and just put the fluid in with the funnel.
Probably
they have
it
tiny
like that
funnels
because it has glass in those.
Yeah, there's like fiberglass.
Yeah, there's glass in there. And that's what, like, why you hear that cracky sound when they pop open.
This whole time?
So like, yeah, uh-huh. So like, don't like crack those open and spin them around.
So I've just dodged a lot of injuries is what you're saying. Okay. Because
mostly your eyes.
Yeah, we were snapping and spinning.
Like, corneal abrasions and
yeah, because we snap and
stuff like
spin
that
those things all the time to throw it all over the walls.
Yeah, recently, last year, I've done that. So
yeah, I was at a party this last year, and that happened, and I thought
was it
was pretty.
Was it the same party? We were at the same party?
It probably was, yes.
Oh, no. I just met you. It's fine.
I don't know who you are.
Really?
Never met you before in my life.
I also don't recommend putting fruit up your lady's coochie to make it taste better, because they get lost up there, and then you have to go into the ER, and then the next day, we have a cherry potluck.
Oh, my. Or an apple dumpling.
Yeah. You know, I've only pulled cherries
banana
out,
split.
And I've pulled pineapples out. If
pineapples?
Yeah.
But they say if you
like,
eat it, that's what
up
it tastes like.
So
why would you
them
shove it
don't
there
shove them up there?
So a lot of orifice.
Yeah, like probably
stuff
like.
How
and
many,
like
how
if
many
you are going to put something
in the ER, like.
Oh, all like, the time.
I know with little kids, it's the bean in the nose or something in the ear.
Oh, yeah. And like those ones are easy. Like most of the time, like you don't have to do anything like dramatic to like.
Can I ask you a question?
Get it out.
How many times do people use lube before they mess with their orifices?
I don't know.
You're
like,
asking the hard-hitting questions,
about
I guess. That's
is that, like, people don't have, like, a solid enough base when they put things up orifices. Have a really big, solid base so it's not going to get lost up there. Because
can you draw me a picture?
I can.
This has gone off the rails. I couldn't have even. I couldn't have even put this back together. This is.
This was a. I need to go work in the ER. All no, my career choices.
Yeah, you got some interesting questions.
I think I'd probably get sued. Would I get sued if I went to go work in the ER?
Only if you violate HIPAA. Like, you can't, like, give,
I violate,
like,
a lot of things, but
direct
yeah.
patient information to, like, other people. Like, I couldn't be like, oh, this person did this yeah, on this date. Like, that would be, like, a big no-no.
But you'd
be
like, homeboy, stuff like that. And, I don't know. Room 4 has 3 pickles in weird places.
Well, I think we've learned a lot in this episode.
We have. This is what not to do or yeah. stay away from the ER. Get your head yeah. out of your ass or
thank
nothing
you.
In your ass.
Also, for joining us. Thank you for joining us.
My ass is exit only.
I will close it out by saying if you do want your butthole played with, don't go into the ER claiming you have something up your butt when you don't, because we'll scan you first to
that
make
is
sure.
Awful.
So that's like they're trying to get like a free handsy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a few people come in and be like,
isn't that what like Tinder and Grindr are for?
Stuck up my butthole.
Isn't that what Tinder and Grindr are for? Like if you want somebody to explore your ass, you could just go online.
You know, some people just
they just want it cleanly
you know?
And medically done, correct?
Lonely.
Yeah.
Carrie, do you have any parting words?
Nothing will be parting after this show. My legs, my butthole, nothing will be parting at all.
Oh, sweet mother. Well,
all
happy birthday to me.
Are going
to
stay shut.
It's been great knowing you guys.
This one is definitely not going on the radio.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your cleaner mask.